Portions of the show may be previously recorded. Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, I'm working on your personal financial security. Today, my friends, my mind is sort of a Twitter here. I started thinking about something yesterday, been working through it in my mind for the day and a half now. And it basically is about, where do people get their mindset about money? And, of course, obviously we get some of it, for most of it, from our parents. We get some of it from school, some of it from TV, whatever. But I was listening to some music. And my wife pretty much listened to every kind of music there is. I mean, when I say every kind, I mean every kind. And sometimes it's difficult for me to even listen to it because it's just so off the wall, some of the stuff she listens to. But one of the things that I saw or heard and then saw in my mind was that there's really only two types of belief systems about money in music. And when you dig into it, they fall on the far left or the far right of this theory of mine that I have right now. And I want to sort of explain the theory a little bit before I go into the examples. Then I'm going to go into the examples and dig a little deeper, sort of line by line on some of these lyrics, as to what people actually think and believe. Now, the hard part about all this is I could not find a single song that talked about buying passive streams of income. Not one. It's unbelievable. It's like this joke that I've had for the last 10 years, 15, 20 years now since I became a millionaire. Whenever that was, I don't even remember when it really first started. But one of the points I've always said is, you know, I would like to be a billionaire, but there's no seminars on how to become a billionaire. There's no books on how to become a billionaire. There are books about billionaires, but there's nothing that tells you how to become a billionaire. Now, why is that? You know, there's 1,000 courses out there on how to become a millionaire. And I contend that's because being a millionaire doesn't really mean much in our society anymore. That's like 50 or 100 years ago, somebody saying if you go to college, you could actually have a good job. You could maybe be a vice president or president of something someday, some company. But being a millionaire, you don't even have to be that now. You could be a millionaire doing just a regular job. So being a millionaire isn't all that exciting. Being a billionaire, on the other hand, is it takes 1,000 million to be a billion. And if you worked your whole life to get to that million, you only need 999 more lives to get there to be a billionaire. So when you talk about money, you talk about wealth. The further I get into it, the more I have of it, the more experience I have of it, the more I see that it's totally misunderstood by almost everybody at the bottom of the spectrum. The people at the top have so much more money than the people in the middle. And the people in the middle have so much more money than the people in the bottom that it's skewed so unbelievably that it's impossible to even imagine that it's that way. And then you say to people this. It's because of your belief systems. And poor people, and let's talk about it, minority groups of all kinds. And I'm not just talking about race, but I'm talking about, you know, whatever it is that holds you into some type of a minority class, tend to believe that it's not mindset. It's the fact that it's the game. We're trapped into the game. And because of that, there's really no way out. The only way you get out of the game is to beat the game. And to beat the game, you have to be a gamer. This edge of the world believes the only way to really get rich is to be a drug dealer, to be a rapper, or really any musician. Let's see, athlete. There's an easy one. And all of these are something for nothing, instant gratification type, let's get rich quick and live a great life type examples of what they believe is how people get rich and what rich is like. It's like this instant blow up wealth, massive wealth. You really have no idea what to do with. And that's kind of the belief system. Now, there are people in that genre that have broke through that genre and become business people on the other side of it. I could share examples. I don't think you need to. I need to. You know them. But if you go the other direction, you get down into the working class America, and you get down into the impoverished America. And the working class America, you know, it's quite simple. They believe you get them, go to work every day. And that's it. You work, slave, and save. Work and slave and save. That's even rhymes. That's their belief system. That's what they believe is the right thing to do. They believe it's really the only thing to do. Then you got people at the bottom and just go, man, it's not even worth it. It's just not even worth it. And then you get a whole different striation that I've always thought was interesting. It's the striation of money is or money isn't important. Well, that's an interesting striation, too. Some people believe that money can't bring you happiness. And then the comedian person always says, yeah, but I'd really rather be rich and unhappy than poor and unhappy. Other people say, well, if wealth can't buy me happiness, it sure buy me a whole lot of everything else that will make me happy. So there's this belief that money is like this demonic thing that comes really from people that like to try to biblicalize, and I don't even think that's a word, but it sounded good, biblicalize the fact that, you know, you can't take a camel through the eye of a needle, which is a story out of the Bible about really a keyhole is simply what they used to let people walk in to the great castles through, as opposed to the big giant gate in the front. There's a little door and you could get through the door, and they say, well, you can't take the castle through the walk-on door, or the camel through the walk-on door. That's what that biblical meaning really means. But they like to say it means that you can't be a rich person and get through the door to heaven. They won't let you in heaven as a rich person, which is, you know, first of all, you have to believe in heaven. Second of all, you have to believe in that particular version of the Christian religion. Then you have to believe that something that was written in a book by man 3,000, 10,000, 5,000 years ago, whatever it was, has not been mistranslated 400,000 times. You know, all there are all these beliefs out there about money. Money is evil is another one. And there's a lot of evil things that go on because of money. There's no doubt about that. A lot of evil people that are really all about money. But then there's a lot of people that are good people that are all about money. And there are people, by the way, that have a lot of money that aren't all about money. And there are people that have a lot of money that are so much about money that they don't really have much of anything else. They have lots of physical assets, but they have really no real fulfillment. And you notice I didn't say happiness, because they may have a lot of happiness. You can buy a lot of happiness by the hour. But fulfillment's a whole different thing. I don't know if the world's belief system is represented by music, or if music is leading the belief system about the way the world is. I think music probably follows the way the world is more than leading the world the way it should be. So the first song, and I've got many, many songs in various different genres here. I'll get to your genre, I'm sure, before this show is over. One of the things I want you to understand, though, is that I picked these songs for the lyrics more than the songs themselves, just because the thought processes that went into whoever wrote these songs. The first one, the one that's most important to me, I used to listen to this when I was a high school kid. I love the song. Just love the song. Don't know why that I related to this song in high school. Doesn't make any sense, I guess, because I was a hard worker in high school. And I got good grades, and I was, you know, nose to the grindstone and that kind of thing. The song is called Working Man by Rush. And if you've ever heard it, if you haven't heard it, go look it up. It's a great song. But the lyrics go like this. I get up at 7, and I go to work at 9. I got no time for living because I'm working all the time. It seems to me I could live my life a lot better than I think I am. I guess that's why they call me. They call me the Working Man. I'm relating to this in high school. Believe that? That shows you my belief system had already been struck in high school that I was going to be a successful person, but my definite success was to have a good job and move up the corporate ladder and just be like my dad, who was a workaholic. My dad was a workaholic. I never saw him. He was never around. He didn't have a life. So you go on with this. It says, because I get it home by 5 o'clock and I take myself out an ice cold beer, always seem to be wondering why there's nothing going down here. Nothing in his life. He had nothing in his life. That's the way it was. It seems to me I could live my life a lot better than I think I am. I guess that's why they call me the Working Man. Boy, there it is right there. Have you ever, any of you ever just sat and thought to yourselves, now what's funny is that this song was big to me in high school, but later when I was like 20 something working in a health club and I was working 12 hours a day from 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock or night or 9 in the morning to 9 at night, working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, this song resonated. I'd just go home and listen to the song and go, man, I'm just a working man. I got nothing. I have no time. I have nothing. So it goes on and says, well, they call me the Working Man. I guess that's what I am. When do you have that realization? You wake up one day and have that realization. I'm the Working Man. They got me. They turned me into the working slave man. Goes on and says, well, I get up at 7 and I go to work by 9. I've got no time for living because I'm working all the time. Seems my life could be a lot better. So I just repeated the same thing. So you get the point here. I'm in high school. I'm in college. I'm listening to these lyrics and I'm thinking, yeah, this is who I am, I guess. And then when I get out of it, I'm working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. I'm thinking, yeah, this is who I am. But I'm thinking it in a negative way now. Before I was thinking of it in a positive way. Now I'm thinking of it as a negative way. I'm just thinking when I was in school, I was thinking, yeah, I do my homework. I study. I do all the things you're supposed to do. I'm that working man. I'm going to be successful. And when I got out and I figured out being successful meant having a hard job, working long hours, making little pay, then I realized. Now, I had a best friend in high school, a couple of them, but one of them was one of the smartest guys I've ever met. He won all kinds of awards for his knowledge, whether it be educational or just being smart, whatever it was. He got a free boat to the University of Wisconsin, where I went to school, but he decided to quit. He got the idea that all this was a scam, that the working man, the whole thing about going to college and getting a job, it was just a scam. So he grew his hair long and quit college and went to work on the landscape crew at the University of Wisconsin. This is the kind of music lyrics that he believed in. This is called Funk 49 by the James Gang. It goes, sleep all day, out all night. I know where you're going. I don't think you're acting right. I think it's showing. Wow. There it is. But here's the key. A jumping up and falling down. Don't misunderstand me. You don't think I know your plan? What you're trying to hand me. Your plan. There it is, corporate America. Your plan. Suck me into it. Make me a part of the workforce for the rest of my life. 12 hours a day. 6 days a week. Work and work and work and work. Now, that would be fine if one thing were true, and that were you made a lot of money. But I didn't. I made very little money, almost none. Long hours, hard work, neither one equate to getting ahead. financially. You know, I have a large home and I have a lot of work done on it. I have tons of contractors that come here all the time. And it's always interesting to meet them. Nice people. I've talked to them. They go, how did you get a house like this? And I told them, you know, invested in real estate. You get into their life a little bit, and they're always like, you know, I could never do anything successful. I'm going to be working until I die. There's no retirement. There's nothing. And you can see that they're psychologically trapped. They don't believe that they can get out of this rat race they're in. And I don't know how I get to anybody, to be honest with you. You know, the radio, I just pound away for 32 years. And like I said, some people listen to me for 5, 6, 7 years before they do anything. And just one day it snaps. This doesn't work. What I'm doing isn't working. I got to try something different. I've been listening to this guy. He seems to have some different ideas. Maybe I'll go try some of his stuff, right? But it's really sad when you look at this and see, I've been programming myself since I was a kid to be a workaholic. These guys have been programming themselves since they were kids not to be workaholics and not to get wrapped up in work. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the history of these things. I'm going to take you back a generation or two to where this hard work ethic all came from. And then we'll go forward into more current music and look at what people are believing today. Take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Kirby tells Del about his experience as a member and apartment owner.
Started out as a passive.
Yes.
And then one day the light bulb went on. Hey, why don't I do this?
Yeah. I was sitting at home. I'm like, when you're 33 years old and you're retired, and yeah,
you got to get that. Yeah, I'm 33. I don't know what the hell to do with myself.
I really didn't. There was one week I went
on. Didn't life suck?
And it seems unbelievable to me when I think about my history, but it's really simple. I joined Lifestyles. I've taken the 2-day class a half a dozen times. I network with other Lifestyles members, leads. I do what Lifestyles teaches. I'm on my properties. I invest a lot of our personal funds in the properties, and it has just created unbelievable results. And it's completely improved my life.
Ready for your unbelievable results? Start with a free workshop just like Kirby. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing music and how it relates to financial security. That doesn't even explain it correctly. Let's change that. Let's say we're listening to music to organize in our minds the many different types of beliefs about money and where they come from. And what I've found is that you can look to different places and find different beliefs about money. So the next one I'm going to show you is the belief of where conservatism really came from. And is the first conservative workaholic person out there, it would have to be a farmer. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you think about it. You load up a Conestoga wagon, your wife, your kids, and some garbage. I don't know if garbage is a bad word for it. Life's things that you need to survive. Head out across the prairie, find yourself a plot of dirt. Build yourself a house, plant yourself a garden, raise yourself some cattle, and do that 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, for the rest of your life. Man. Now, some people who end up doing that end up with large farms or large ranches and end up rich. But most people that do that do it because they feel that they're rich by being free. They feel working hard for themselves is a freedom in and of itself. And so that's a whole nother genre, but that's the beginning of this conservative work ethic. So I read the song. This one's by Toby Keith. It's called Hard Way to Make an Easy Living. And I quote, some people say he's a wealthy man. So in other words, just being a farmer makes you a wealthy man. Just being a rancher makes you, because you're out in the air and there's nobody telling you what to do. and you get up and you work hard and all of your efforts are towards your own or your family's benefit. That's a wealthy man. But he's built his house with his own two hands on a piece of land that as far as you can see. They call him lucky, but they don't know. He's up and running when the rooster crow. And he's still in the fields with his supper cold. But if you ask me, it's a hard way to make your way. In a world, don't care what you get pay. What you earn, what you take, or how much you're not given. Life's a tough old row to hoe. Trust God with the seeds you sow. And always know it's hard, hard way of making an easy living. His flatbed was shiny and his new back, and it was new back in 92. But it's been a few since he's had him, a year like that. He ain't got time to complain. Hair on the ground, it looks like rain, and pray it ain't like the twister that came back in 88 and laid everything flat. It's a hard way to make your way in a world that don't care what you pay. But you earn what you take and how much you're given. Life's tough row to hoe. Trust God, the seed you sow. There it is, folks. That is the beginning of conservatism. To have the right to work for yourself, to build yourself a life, to get out and do it on your own terms. Hard work all day, every day. But in some people's minds, whoever grows up with this type of belief system, it means everything. So let's wander off a little bit. Let's go to the next song that really influenced me when I was a kid. And I think this is a song almost everybody's heard. It's called Money by Pink Floyd. And I'll just do a couple paragraphs of this song because this song was one. I mean, I must have listened to this song 1,000 times as a kid. Just like I played Monopoly hundreds of times. Play Monopoly, listen to this song. Play Monopoly, listen to this song. What do you end up with? A millionaire. A guy like me. Workaholic. At first, business person, second, entrepreneur, third, philanthropist, fourth. Comes in that order. But it all comes because you have a mindset. And so I went from working man to money as my song. And here's, in fact, I don't know if they didn't blur into each other. One came before the other. It's really irrelevant. The point is the ideas were being pounded into my head through music. And that's subliminal, man. That goes in. I quote, money, get away. You get a good job with a good pay, and you're okay. Money, it's gas. Grab that cash with both hands and make a stash. I underlined that right. Make a stash. There it is. Go get some money. Go get some money. Get some money, 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 money. And then get a stash. Save it. It's not what you make, it's what you keep, what you can stash. New car, caviar, 4-star, daydream. I think I'll buy myself a football team. Money, get back. Whew. All right. So it's about the stuff. That paragraph's about the stuff money can buy. The next one, I'm all right, Jack. Keep your hands off my stack. Woo. Once we have money, now we got to fight to keep it. Now we got to defend our money. The next one, don't give me that goody-goody bull blank. I'm in the high-fidelity first-class traveling set. I think I need a Learjet. It's funny, a guy that used to be one of my students has now bought himself a jet. Money, it's a crime. Share it fairly, but don't take a slice of my pie. Now, there's the next thought. Everybody should have it. Share it fairly, but just don't take mine. But if you want to ask for a rise, it's no surprise. that they're giving none of it away. Wow. There it is. Money. Get it, hold it, stash it, but don't give it away. Now, if you want to know where I went from there, right, the next thing, next song just blew me away. It's called Billionaire. And it says here it's by Travie McCoy. I think it's sung by somebody else, but what do I know? I'm not a music guy. So let's just listen to this. I want to be a billionaire so bad. Buy all the things I never had. I want to be in the cover of Forbes magazine. By the way, you know I can't sing. Smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shining lights. A different city every night. Oh, I swear the world's better prepared for when I'm a billionaire. Wow. See the next level of thought process in this day and age? People don't want to just have a job. They don't want to just work. They want to be a billionaire. They want to be famous. And they want to be able to do things. They want to live like Oprah. Oprah is now the billionaire. And this one goes on and says, I want to be like Angelina and Brad Pitt. The bottom line is this is a whole new way of thinking. People are not satisfied just to have a job and to make some money anymore. They want big money. Big, big, big money. And, you know, this thought process that I want to have so much money I can give it away. Give away a few Mercedes, like, here, lady, have this. And last but not least, grant someone their last wish. It's been a couple of months. I've been single, so you can't call me Travis Claus minus ho-ho. Ha-ha, get it. I probably wish you were Katrina. Sure do a lot more than FEMA. You know, it's hard to read these songs. In fact, there were some songs I had to completely not even bring up just because there was every other word I couldn't put on the radio. But you see what I'm saying here. This is the new belief system about money. The new belief system is that you got to have lots of it. There's no just being happy being the working man anymore. There's no just being happy being the farmer man anymore. You got to be a billionaire. We've covered now how the conservative people and the kind of music that they've grown towards and how music has grown out of their belief system. And we discussed a little bit about how people that don't believe that the system, let's change that. Let's say we talked a little bit about people who believe the system was all a ripoff and that it was designed to turn you into slaves, cubicle slaves, as I call them. Let's now talk about relationships and money. This is an interesting one I found as I was going through the songs, and I just looked up, you know, songs about money. And I found a lot of songs that were about relationships and money. One of the most interesting ones is, I think it was 50 Cent, said 21 questions, and he says, would you date me if I picked you up on a bus? I asked my wife that. You know, I said, you know, would you date me? Would you have dated me if I picked you up on a bus? And, you know, I got that same response I got when I asked her one time. I said, you know, if I were poor and unsuccessful, would you still love me? And she said, of course I'd still love you. I'd miss you, but I'd still love you. So when you look at this next one, this is a song by ABBA, and it's talking about being a woman in the world of money. It starts out with a work ethic comment. I work all night. I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I could just and only get a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work all. I'd fool around and have a ball. Money, money, money must be funny in the rich man's world. Money, money, money always sunny. In the rich man's world, all things I could do if I had a little money in a rich man's world. A man like that is hard to find, but I can't get him off my mind. Ain't it sad? And if it happened to be free, I bet he wouldn't fancy me. That's too bad. So I must leave. I have to go to Las Vegas or Morocco. And win a fortune in a game, my life will never be the same. There it is, girls. This song, ABBA, is singing is, you're doomed to work your life away until you marry a rich man. That's the only way to get ahead. Now, I'm not writing this stuff, so don't hate me. Don't send me hate letters, ladies. This is ABBA. This is a big-time group. These guys had some big hits. But there she's telling it right there. I need me a wealthy man. Right? The next one I got here is opportunities. Again, how do men and women see money together? This is an interesting one. The song goes, and this is by the Pet Shop Boys. It's called Opportunities. And you've heard this one 1,000 times. I've got the brains. You've got the looks. Let's make lots of money. You've got the brawn. I've got the brains. Let's make lots of money. I've had enough of scheming and messing around with jerks. My car is parked outside. I'm afraid it doesn't work. I'm looking for a partner, someone who gets things fixed. Ask yourself this question. Do you want to be rich? So there it is. I'm a loser. I've been scheming around with people trying to scam money out of this world and get away with it. I don't have any money. My car doesn't work. But hey, you and I together, we'll scam the world. We'll get through it. Goes on and says, again, I've got the brains, you've got the looks, let's make lots of money. And it goes on and says, you can tell I'm educated. I studied at Sorbonne, doctored in mathematics. I could have been a don. I can program a computer and choose the perfect time. If you've got the inclination, I've got the crime. So there it is. They can get together and live a life of crime. Use their brains and scam the world together. So in other words, if you're a loser, you get another loser, and together you scheme the world together. And two losers scheming out there together think they can make it. They're just two schemers, whether they're one or they're together. One's got the looks, one got the brains, but neither's got the plan. It's amazing. And him saying he's got a college education just points out the fact that it doesn't really matter how much education you have, still in the same boat. Next one is Money Changes Everything. This one's really sad. This is by Cyndi Lauper, another woman writing about women and money. It said, here's the lyrics. She said, I'm sorry, baby, I'm leaving you tonight. So this is a girl talking to a man. I'm sorry, baby, I'm leaving you tonight. I found someone new. He wasn't in the car outside. He's waiting in the car outside. Oh, honey, how could you do it? We swore each other everlasting love. She said, well, yeah, I know. But when we did, there was one thing we weren't really thinking about, and that was money. Money changes everything. I said, money, money changes everything. We think we know what we're doing. That's don't mean a thing. It's all in the past now because money changes everything. They shake their hands and they smile and they buy you a drink. They say they'll be your friends. We'll stick with you till the end. Ah, but everybody's only looking out for themselves. And you say, well, who can you trust? I'll tell you, it's just nobody else but money. Ladies, another positive input for you from another female artist. As you listen to this stuff, you see that that's a spectrum. In none of that spectrum did you see anything about save, invest, become wealthy, have passive income, live a great life, have a great family, philanthropy, all the wonderful things in life. None of them are in any of those conversations. So remember what I always tell you. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. I'll see you tomorrow.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.